Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
From Showtime and A24,
we love most about Whitney.
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Turn it around, 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 turn the beat around. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Hey, everybody. What's up? And welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Or if this is your first time, welcome to the hot dumpster fire that is Unhinged with Chris Clemens. If this is your first time, in fact, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Or if video episodes are more your style, be sure to go to youtube.com/Chris and you can watch those. We're back in 4K, baby, or 1080p minimum. So let's hear it for the girls. Woo! Yeah, also make sure you rate and review. That helps us so much. I'm not really sure how, but it does. So that's cool. Today, before we get into the episode, since it's still like September and, you know, we're just getting back to school. Well, I'm not. I'm done with that shit. But some of y'all are going back to school and teachers are going back to school. I wanted to share some more teacher Amazon wish lists to help fill and complete classrooms so that people are able to get the most out of their education as possible. All of those will be down below. If you have a teacher that you'd like to honor that just really helped you out through school, buy something for another teacher and pay it forward. And if you have a little extra money laying around, you're like, oh, it's burning a hole in my pocket. Get it out of your pocket, bitch. Give it to a teacher. So those will all be down below. For this episode, we're just going to be doing a voicemail extravaganza. I've been watching way too much RuPaul's Drag Race. But you guys called 310-844-6459. Pow, pow. My brain is a magical, mystical place. And you guys left some voicemails. So let's just fucking get into it. Also, hi, Sam, Justin, and Jake. How the fuck are you?
Hi.
Hey, Chris.
Tell me one thing about yourselves that no one knows. Go.
I have a broken pinky. It's like fucked up.
What?
Yeah.
Justin, stop breaking body parts.
I broke my pinky and it looks weird. I don't know. You put me on the spot.
My penis has a curve to the left.
Did you just make up a lie?
My first crush was my cousin.
Wow.
And that's a scene. That scene. Let's just get into them.
Wait, what about them? Make them do it.
So I have a dispute for Chris's court. My name is Amy. And
hi, Amy.
I recently bought a house as well. So exciting.
Congrats.
But my boyfriend and I bought a house. And
okay,
so
congrats.
My boyfriend's mom is now helping so much, so generous, but is acting like it's her house. And I kind of called her out on it a little bit, saying, hey, you know, like we bought this house, not you, it's our name. And then I I was the bad guy. So what's this dispute? Kind of don't know how to feel because it's our house, but yeah. Anyways, goodbye.
Amy said, yep, I realize that this is getting recorded in perpetuity or whatever that word means. No, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, her name isn't on the fucking deed. So if, like, buying a house, it's great if she's hands-on and excited and just wants to help because, like, okay, my mom is the same way, but she very much understands that it is not hers. And she, like, I think that's fair that you brought up your boundaries and your boyfriend should, I think, be on your side and should have a conversation with his mom about this. I would maybe talk to your boyfriend separately or like privately and say, oh my God, am I like giving good advice right now?
No, tell him to break up.
Break up. Break up with your boyfriend. Yeah, yeah, because I'm bored. Honestly, that is me on voicemails. I'm like, break up with your boyfriend because I'm bored. Yeah, I would just talk with your boyfriend and be like, hey, babe, listen, it's either your mom or me. So at the end of the day, who do you want to fuck? And that'll give you a pretty good answer as to what you should do.
Mommy and me.
A mommy threesome. Ew. Okay, this is... Why does everything always just... why is this podcast not called Intrusive Thoughts with Chris Clements? No, that's an idea. Yeah, I would talk to your boyfriend and make him do the heavy lifting because there really is no place for your mom to be in your house that isn't where you've asked her to be or something that she's doing to, like, celebrate you and your boyfriend. I don't know. That's weird. This is your moment. Don't forget that. It's your fucking money also, so maybe take like $100 bill and shove it in her mouth like Scott Disick did to a Vegas waiter.
What?
Have you guys not seen that episode?
No.
Oh my God, y'all. Your homework, watch the Kardashians. I don't remember.
Was it well received?
Oh my God, no! It was at like a fucking Kim Kardashian like Lavo dinner or something. It was insane. Oh my God. You have to watch. It's like got to be on YouTube. Scott Disick, money waiter. Just look it up.
Damn.
Hit me with the next one. We're off to a fiery start.
Hi, Chris. I'm Haley. I have a big dilemma that you need to settle immediately.
For years,
I've been very pro Cheez-It. I am not a goldfish gal. But it seems like everyone else is a goldfish gal. I've taken a poll on Instagram. I've asked all of my friends. They're all goldfish people. There was like two people who voted for Cheez-It.
Cheez-It.
And I'm a strong believer.
Jesus. What is the relation between these two?
To freaking give us the answer, Chris. Thank you.
All right. No problem. I was really thrown off for majority of that. I was like, Jesus, goldfish turned fish into loaves. Like, I'm like, what? He turned loaves into fish. He did fucking some magic trick. I was like, what is she talking about? And then I realized Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its versus goldfish is literally not even a fucking argument. Cheez-Its, duh. Goldfish? Like, what is the point? There were some goldfish in the kitchen, and I was like, literally no. And the bin was like almost gone. I was like, who is eating all of this? Are we in kindergarten? Are we birds? Goldfish to me baffle me. The pizza flavor is maybe like the only exception where I'm like, go for it, girl. Cheez-Its all the way. That is. There are people really like going to bat for goldfish. That's the hill you want to fucking die on. Nah, sorry. That's off. That is off. I love the research that this person put in. They're like, I did polls on Instagram. I've taken to the street and started a man on the street channel. Everybody loves goldfish. I mean, I'm honestly like in your kind of panic right now. That's horrifying. But honestly, more Cheez-Its for us.
Exactly.
Well, I can't even eat them because they have gluten. So you're really just queen of Cheez-Its. You're queen Cheez-Its.
Speaking of Jesus, though, I feel like the ultimate cracker are like those communion wafers.
Yeah, if you want to like choke and die.
You just want the wine that comes with it.
Everyone was like, when you smoke weed, you're going to have cotton mouth. I was like, bitch, I've been to like a decade of church. Oh my God. I mean, that the fact that they made us eat that, that's a sin. Yet another trauma that a priest has inflicted on everyone.
Do you think more people would go to church if they had Cheez-Its?
I think more people would go to church if they had bongs in every pew. I know that's not what you asked, but I'd show up.
Did they feed you wine as a child?
No, I was always freaked out. I was like, why are we all drinking out of the same damn cup? Give me my own. Oh my God, I would have been like a six-year-old alcoholic at church, honestly. But like, no. Also, how are churches still allowed? Like, why was I not able to get into a bar at age 20 with a fake ID? But they're just like literally pouring up wine at church and like giving it to me as a 10-year-old? Bitch, no wonder my brain is... Oh, wait, no, I never had any of it. So why is my brain so fucked up?
They're trying to get kids drunk? For what? I wonder.
No. Okay, next caller.
No.
Oh, my God. That's, like, not funny because that... Oh, my God. So many dots just got connected. Have you ever played connect the dots on someone's back who has a lot of freckles or zits?
In, like, the constellations?
Yes. Like, I've always wanted to do that and see what, like, the shape makes. Anyways, that's an intrusive thought number 7 of this episode. Thank you so much.
Hi, Chris. My name is also Chris. I have a question for you.
This is confusing.
So I've been with my partner now for a little over a year.
Go off.
And she does not pass gas in front of me. I have never heard her fart. Not once.
Dump her.
And we live together.
Dump her.
And, you know, I'm a normal person. I fart sometimes.
Dump.
And she heard it, and of course I was embarrassed the first time, so I can see why she'd be embarrassed.
Dump her.
At this point, I'm starting to think that she doesn't fart, and that
what's
she,
your favorite construction trunk?
A dumper. Might be a robot.
Dump her. Dump
you know, her. Let me know what you think.
Dump her. Dump her.
What do you really think, Chris?
Dump her. I mean, if you can't fucking fart in front of the person that you stick your fingers like knee deep in. The math is not mathing. Am I wrong for that? Like, I'm not saying take a shit on the floor next to the person and make them make direct eye contact with you as, like, the fucking log floats out. But, like, bitch, a little... You can't even do that? That's even cute a little. That little... Like, oh, my God, that's fucking adorable. Like, oh, my God, that is bravery. That is... vulnerability. Like, oh my God, I'm about to open another applesauce and drink it on this fucking sack. Dump her. I don't know why she could be great. Dump her. I'm so annoyed. It's like, why do you think you're fucking better than me just because you don't fucking pass gas? Bitch, what is happening inside your body? Are you just hoping you expand her in the next Thanksgiving Day parade? I do not understand that logic. Do you know how painful it is to hold in farts? I've tried doing it like When before the pandemic, I was really good about holding in farts. I farted in Zoom call. Jake can attest. I farted in meetings. Like, I do not. Okay, you don't need to attest that much. when you hold in farts for that long, I feel like I'm just like inflate. Oh my God. I hate people who do this. They're like, I can't poop. Like, who have to like have the faucet running while they go to the, grow up. Grow up. Ugh. I just think it's so condescending. I don't need to fart in front of you. That's disgusting. Okay, get a fucking another job then. Ugh, over it. Dumper. Anyways, I said what I said and I meant it. Full chest.
Okay, oh, I have another.
Hey, Chris. Wow. My name's Madeline. I'm from Oregon. Madeline. I love your podcast.
Madeline?
And I basically just wanted advice over a situation with me and my now ex-boyfriend.
Love.
So basically, I was already on my last straw with this man, and I FaceTimed him the other night, and when I wash my hair, it gets pretty curly, right? And so I showed him a strand of my hair that was, like, really curly and beautiful, and I was like, isn't this so pretty? And he's like, what? And I was like, the curl in my hair. And he said, not particularly. So I hung up the phone and broke up with him. And there was many things happening before this, and that was just my last straw, because why would you not say my hair isn't pretty? You know, so I just want your advice if I was like overreacting or not.
I think we know the answer.
Podcast.
Thank you so much. You want any more? No, that's a little unreal. That is for sure.
I love the dramatics of that.
And I just don't understand how he couldn't say my hair is beautiful. No, I don't think he's saying your hair is ugly. I think he's saying like that one strand of hair. No offense. If someone was like, if someone held a strand of hair in front of me and was like, do you think my hair is pretty? I'd be like, what drugs are you on? And why did you offer me none of them? Have any of you had someone ask you that?
No, like, no, but
here's a strand of my hair. Don't you think it's beautiful?
No, but he kind of sounded like he was being a dick. I don't know. I kind of agree with her. Is that too dramatic?
I feel like
no, slay the house down. I guess I just don't have an opinion. I'm like, what?
I want to know what he really felt like he said too, because it sounds to me like she expected him to say like, oh my God, it's heavenly.
That's the most beautiful strand of hair I've ever seen on planet Earth.
Correct. Like her expectations.
Or I think he all just strands wanted, of hair like, are...
Also, I want to see the hair because maybe it really
Send us the picture of the hair.
It might have been amazing.
What she should do.
Send us the hair in a little envelope.
She should shave her head. And then she should collect all the hair in a Ziploc bag and then present it to him and go, don't I look pretty?
No, I think she just wanted an acknowledgement of something.
Then find something that's more than a strand of fucking hair.
It was a test. He failed.
I mean, listen, he doesn't seem like he was great for you, so I'm glad that it ended. I don't think the way it ended is necessarily justified, but listen, the end result is the end result, and I'm glad it happened for you. Maybe. I need to look into why I'm just so pro everyone being single. It's my revenge. Roman's revenge! Oh my God, I've been listening to Roman's Revenge so much. Ugh. It's such a good song with Lil Wayne. You guys don't know it, do you?
Oh.
Is this the thanks that I get for putting you bitches on? Is it my fault that all you bitches gone? Should have sent a thank you note, you little hoe. Now I'm gonna wrap your coffin with a bow. Nikki, she just mad that you took the spot. Were that bitch mad because I took the spot? Well, bitch, if you ain't shitting to get off the pot. Got some out in Brooklyn that'll off your top. I hear them mumbling. I hear them cackling. I got them scared, shook, panicking. You overseas, church, Vatican. You better stand still, mannequin. You wanna sleep on me overnight? I'm the motherfucking boss. Overwrite. And I pull up, room, motorbike. I'm a hip buck overbite. Wow.
Ooh. Wow.
I did not. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Wow. The level of sweat I just broke into after breaking into that was insane. Also, oh my God, it's 79.5 degrees in here. I'm about to die.
Is that, really? Can you adjust it?
Is this the thanks that I get for putting you bitches on? Is it my fault that all you bitches gone? Should have sent a thank you note, you little hoe. Turn up the air conditioning before you go.
Ooh, live
from the
abortion is a human right. Anyways.
Oh my God.
Wow, I feel like I just did a workout.
Coming in hot.
Oh my God. A Nicki Minaj workout class, I would be fucking skinny. Wow, that was so loud. That was so loud, Chris. Is this what everyone has to endure listening to this? Now, before we get into the rest of today, I want to thank a sponsor of today's episode, which is Fenty Skin. And I am so honored to even say that as a sentence that just left my mouth. Did that even make sense? I don't know. I'm so flustered. Skin that looks healthy, bright, and smooth all starts here with the Fenty Skin Starters. It's your daily pore-busting regimen made up of three easy steps that step up your tone, your texture, and your brightness. As you guys know, I am super into skincare. I have done my skincare routine daily, as y'all have noticed. I just think it adds such a level of confidence of like, it's just your skin, you know? I don't know. I feel like when you have good skin, that's like the ultimate flex. Now, step one is getting clear. With the Fenty Skin Purifying Total Cleanser, you can unclog your pores and remove dirt and oil as well as makeup without stripping any of the natural moisture. What comes after step one? Step two, deep treat. In step two, you're going to power down on pores, dark spots, and shine with the Fat Water Toner Serum. This stuff is fat, but with a pH. Woo! And finally, we've got step number three, lock and shield. No, we're not talking Game of Thrones, honey. Lock in hydration, reduce the look of pores, target discoloration, and prep the skin for makeup with the Fenty Skin Lightweight Hydra Visor Invisible SPF 30 Moisturizer. SPF is so key, and it should be on your face every single day. Now, Fenty Skin is high-performance skincare for all skin types designed for you, me, and guess what? We. So get on over to FentySkin.com and get the Fenty Skin starters today. I love you, Rihanna. Ah! Now, it's not over because I want to thank another sponsor of today's episode, which is Dadgrass. As y'all know, I love me some Dadgrass. Now, if you don't know, Dadgrass is legal organic hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Dadgrass CBD products are made with 100% organic hemp. That's easy to dose and the effects come on smooth. Now, Dadgrass offers a variety of products from their token smokable pre-rolled joints, as well as hemp flower and a variety of CBD tincture drops, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while maintaining a clear head. CBD has been such a game changer for me, especially with having crippling anxiety and just like the inability to like stop overthinking everything. Dadgrass has come in so clutch. Now, of course, all Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. So go to dadgrass.com/unhinged to check out their products. And I hear right now Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/unhinged. That is dadgrass.com/unhinged for 20% off your first order. Whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. So go on over to dadgrass.com/unhinged and chill out, baby. But now let's get back to the episode.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner and user of Mint Mobile with a special holiday message. If you sign up now for 3 months, you get 3 months free on every one of our plans, even unlimited. Now, I realize this is more of a holiday offer than it is a holiday message, but if you read between the lines, you can see a message in there. It says we love you. Visit mintmobile.com/switch for the offer.
Limited time, new customer offer. Activate within 45 days. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Unlimited customers using more than 40 gigabytes per month will experience lower speeds. Video streams at 480p. See mintmobile.com for details.
All right, let's hear the next caller. Is this the thanks that I get?
Okay. Hi, Chris. Big fan of your podcast.
Thank you.
I do want your opinion on something.
Just
been on my mind. So I do have this friend of 13 plus years. Let's call her Monica.
Monica
just got married, and she didn't intentionally have plans of throwing a bachelorette party. Now, one of her friends threw one for her. I do know this friend. We've all hung out together. Even my other friend of 13 plus years that is friends with Monica knows this friend. So this friend throws a surprise bachelorette party, but does not invite my friend and I of 13 plus years of Monica. So it just created a whole argument. And I wanted to know your opinion and what are your thoughts. Should Monica spoke to that friend and say, hey, what's up? Why weren't they invited? What is your opinion on the whole take? It's just been on my mind, and it sucks to think about, but like, I want to know your opinion. Okay. Love you. Thanks. Bye.
Is this the thanks that I get for putting you bitches on? Is it my fault that all you bitches gone? No, I think that is so... Okay, so my brother and his fiance are planning their wedding right now. And like, we ended up talking about bachelor and bachelorette parties, and like, we got lunch with them and that came up. And so, I mean, just like, all of this world is so not new to me, but like, I've never once gave a fuck about a wedding, and honestly still don't. No, I guess I do. Like, my friends who have gotten married, I'm like really excited for. But like, I don't know. I guess I just haven't had human physical contact in so long that I'm like, a wedding for what? The wedding is about the fucking two people getting married. If you are a friend of theirs, you should put yourself in their fucking something blue shoes and look at the people that they like. I think that that's fucked up. And if Monica didn't even say like, hey, why didn't you invite so and so? I'd honestly Bill Clinton her and fuck Monica. Like, fuck her. No, wait, they didn't fuck, did they? She just blew him in the Oval Office.
Allegedly.
They probably fucked.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Why is there a red dot? I'm just kidding. Yeah, I think you have every right to be upset. I would honestly talk to the friend and say, so how long have you been friends with Monica? Oh, that's so interesting, because it's been 13 years for us and me and Shirley, and we surely didn't get a fucking invite. So what's good, Monica's friend of 2 seconds? I also think it's fucking selfish to throw a surprise bachelorette party. Like, I don't know. Weddings bring out, I feel like, the worst in everybody until, like, the actual day. And then it's like, everyone's like, what angst? But I mean, I don't think we can blame Monica because she didn't know it was happening. And I feel like she probably would have invited you. I think what you should do is find this bitch who planned the party and tackle her in the middle of a grocery store just to spice it up. Is that the thanks that I get for putting you bitches on? I don't know. That's tricky. No, I mean, it's not that tricky. Fuck the girl who didn't invite you. She should know better if she's really a friend.
She's not really her friend. Or because it's like her...
She just probably wanted a good Instagram of like, I have friends that I go to their weddings for.
I mean, if she's a good friend, then she would probably ask Monica, even if she's doing a surprise party, she could say, hey, Monica, just when I'm planning out your bachelorette party, who are some of your besties?
Well, it wouldn't be a surprise.
No, but she doesn't have to tell her when. She could just say, you know, hey, somewhere next
but
month.
But if she wasn't having a bachelorette party, then it would be a surprise. I don't know.
But it's bad, man. You would still attempt to do that in some way.
Like, hey, who are your best friends?
Ask her fiance. Like,
well, that's what I want to know is like if this caller is like in the wedding party, because then it's like that's even more insane that that's more insane that she wasn't invited. Then if she was in the wedding party, yeah, I think you should talk to Monica and try and drive a wedge between Monica and this bitch. Let's spice it up.
This is like the beginning of a rom-com.
They say you can't fight fire with fire, but bitch, that's not what I've seen and played with. Burn the bridge to freedom!
I have a couple more.
Yeah, let's do like one or two more.
I have two more.
This might be a
cute. I love your podcast so much. And I'm actually listening to it right now while I am cleaning my apartment. It's a disaster. It's kind of a mix between depression and also my busy, busy life. So I was just wondering, how do you clean? I take out all of my trash first and then my laundry and then my dishes and I kind of go from there. But I feel like everyone has a system when they are cleaning their living space. So what is your little routine?
Okay.
Bye. Love you.
Thank you so much. My routine is calling my cleaning lady and telling her to come over. No, I'm kidding. I am very much dealing with this as my shit is all over my mom's house. And I just recently upgraded my bedroom from having 2 total square feet that I could walk in to now having about 6 or 7. So yeah, I have just had my shit everywhere. And as a fellow metropolitan mama on the go, it's just sometimes not easy to like put things away right in the moment and things like that. So I'll usually like, I have to like reach a breaking point. I have to be like, all right, this is like literally, I am not Beyonce because my soul is broken. And then I like try and take a few hits of my vape pen or pop an edible or I guess just play music loud. And then I just start, I guess I don't have a method. It's like, my clothes are in the way. So I'm like, okay, let's just fold my t-shirts and put them in a pile. Let's fold my shorts and put them in a pile. And then I try and fit them into my dresser. And then, I don't know, my cleaning up just ends up in like putting shit into like big piles. It's not really like cleaning it. It's just like organizing the mess into like organized mess. I don't think that made sense, but
I think that you, like, every time that we went over to your place, too, you are more organized than you let on.
Agree.
No, I'm organized. Yeah. No, I'm...
Well, your show is called Unhinged.
Is this the thanks that I get? Chris, the horse has not been more dead before. Yeah, I am organized, but at the same time, it's, like, weird because I'm not. And I'll leave it at that.
Chris broke.
I feel broke. I feel like I just like did drugs or something. Oh my God. It is so fucking hot.
If only you could organize your thoughts.
That's the thing. I literally cannot. And that's all I have to say. Yeah, well, I don't know how to answer that question. I'm getting a little restless and a little crazy. Cause my ass and my ain't no. Yeah, honestly, I just want to have a Nicki Minaj karaoke episode. Is that so wrong?
We'll do the Guess This Song.
We should do a Nicki Minaj edition of Guess This Song based off of the first second.
Half Nicki, half Hillary.
I wonder how I'll be able to differentiate the two. So stupid. But I'm down for that, honestly. If we just like download a bunch of songs and cut the first second and put them in like a file, that could be a major slayage. You like major laser? Well, I like major slazer. Ah. Yeah, I should really not have the First Amendment at this point in my life. Like, that should have been stripped away before marriage, honestly. So the things that I got many
bitches on. Well, we only have one more voicemail for you.
Perfect. I feel like, yeah, this is going to be a cute, short, little, sweet episode. Oh, I said that literally on the last call. Yeah, sorry for the person who left the voicemail about the room cleaning. I have just been avoiding thinking about cleaning my room. So I think that's just what we all witnessed, was that really bubbling to the surface of like, next question.
Piles.
But I love that you're cleaning. Good for you, busy girl. Proud of you. See, I'm supportive.
Okay.
Dump her.
Hello, my name's Kai. I'm from Maryland. And
Kai from Maryland.
I'm going into high school soon.
How old are you?
Chris is a lot older than me, so I'm going to high school in like a week. So any advice would be very appreciated.
Are you 13?
I love you guys. I love the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My advice would be to not repeat anything you hear me say to people. You will literally not make any friends. Like, watch me on this podcast and then do, like, the literal opposite. But you're going into high school. What advice? Honestly, I blacked out at high school. Not from alcohol or anything. I was, like, very sober in high school. Well, no, that's not true. I mean, like, that was when I first started drinking, was, like, sophomore year of high school. But it was only like 3 times a year. I was like never invited to the parties. It was like the theater parties afterwards where people were like, I was like, oh my God, there's parties after the Friendlies after party.
Friendlies.
Oh my God, Friendlies. The way I think about their loaded fucking waffle fries. Oh my God. See, that's something I would diarrhea for. I would say just like really, like it's so fucking stupid, but like just be yourself. I know that that's like, ugh. Like, it, trust me, it hurt to say. But I think if you try to be this version of you that isn't you, you get so caught up in the wrong crowd. You, like, aren't actually... I feel like your development, your personal growth and development gets stunted because you're not leaning into the things that actually excite you, drive you, motivate you. I think all of those were synonyms. So I would just, it's okay to not have a lot of friends. High school, you don't want to peak in high school. There's the fucking gag. You know, high school shouldn't be the best years of your life. Because if so, babe, you've got a long road ahead of you. I always thought of myself as like a loser and a weirdo. And like, I don't know. I just like did not have good self-esteem in school. I always felt like the butt of every joke, maybe I'm remembering high school a little bit wrong, but like I just felt so insecure. But it's like, okay, I had the friends I had. I like did the activities I wanted to despite like being made fun of. Like I was a theater loser in like a really athletic school. So like, I don't know. I think just really pursue what you really enjoy and what you gravitate to, and don't internalize or like even listen to any of the noise, because those people will be so irrelevant even a year after graduating. Oh my God, that was like really fucking solid. Who saw that coming? Because not me.
That was sound advice for high school and for life. You know, it's like the beginning of exploration.
You're so right. Gas me up, daddy. Gas me up. Gas me up. Get up, crowds. Gas me up. Oh, anyways, yeah, you really do need to watch the video portions of these episodes to really understand what the fuck is going on. Turn me up. What was I talking? Oh, yeah, really sentimental stuff. Yeah, I think you're going to do great. And for those reasons, I'm in. Right? I mean, do you guys, is there anything I missed?
No.
Justin, were you popular in high school? You give me popular high school vibes.
Oh, I was fucking varsity prom king.
Were you?
No. I
believe it.
You know, like superlatives, like at the end of the year, they vote on like who was the most da da da, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
I was voted most likely to never grow up, which is fucked because it's not like least likely to grow up. It's like most likely to never. It's like really harsh. And then whoever was running the committee, the yearbook committee, was like, she was like, you won by a landslide. She was like, it wasn't close.
You're like, keep that back to yourself.
I was like, well, who came in second? She's like, there was no second.
There was no second. Yeah. Every vote was for you.
Yeah.
And do you feel that was accurate?
I think so. I mean, I was very much like the class clown. Was I like,
yeah.
Was I popular?
Yeah. You give me like, I don't know. Like, I just think of you as like such a confident, like, you can get along with everybody. Like, you've got like the bro-y, like you could get along with like the bro-y jocks, but I could also see you getting along with like the theater losers. Like,
yeah, I floated around.
Didn't you do theater?
Yeah. Like you give me
a little bit, a smidge.
We need those tapes. We need the tapes. We are going to uncover the tapes and do a private unhinged screening.
Well, she was.
Are there tapes?
Sam, probably. I'll look for him. She was the cheerleader.
He's just trying to deflect. Popular. He's trying to put it back on me.
You were a cheerleader?
Yes, you knew that.
I know. I did know that. Question mark. Whoopsies. Wow, that's really a good noise.
You're looking at two prom kings and a queen.
This is the royal court.
I was pretty active in high school.
He was cool.
Jake was cool.
No, I float.
I just wanted to be quiet and see what would unfold.
What the fuck? No, I mean, I
was like, wow, I love this energy that we've created here.
High school was critical because in high school I did a lot of different things. So I was student body president and I was an athlete, but I was also a theater person. So I hung out with a ton of different groups.
The popular bitch.
No, I don't think it was popular. I like people. And so, it was fun to be able to bring different friend groups together and just to see how people interacted. And that's kind of how life has been.
Yeah.
Because as you move on through life, like it's a collection of different experiences and people in different situations. So your advice was dead on in terms of explore things that you like, don't worry about what other people think and just have a good time because that's what
Chris,
they're going to make me cry.
Sorry. I don't know how to be this serious for this long. Like, is this the thanks that I get?
Do you think if we all like undercover cops back
took our tops off? What?
We could do a 21 Jump Street.
No, I think it's time to bid this episode adieu. So I do want to thank you for coming and squirting. No, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens. I am, in fact, holding an applesauce in a ball sack. So be sure, if you don't want to miss another episode of this, to subscribe. Wherever you get podcasts, video episodes, youtube.com/Chris, rate and review, Unhinged clips on TikTok. Gratatata, goodbye.
Chug, chug.
Thanks, guys,
chug,
for being here.
Chug.
Oh, you want to
chug, 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 chug.
I was going to
chug, 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 chug. Chug. Yeah.
Ew. No.
You're
ready for it.
That's good. Don't choke.
I got a mouth full of applesauce. That's what I do when I'm done recording, yeah.
I just like how earlier you were like, goldfish, what are we, in kindergarten? Okay, applesauce.
Guess what? Unhinged is now a team of three. Justin, goodbye. Before you go, I'm going to need your theater tapes. Thanks, guys. Bye.